You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Who among us hasn't been stuck at the ticket counter at the, airlines, at the airport? You're on delay. You can't figure out if you get a refund, if you don't get a refund, if you have to submit a form and wait 42 million days to get your money back. Well, the Biden administration just put some new rules in place. Here's ABC News's Alex Stone to bring us up to speed, and then we're going to flush this one out.
When the pandemic upended the world of travel, airlines often fought giving passengers their money back. Now the Department of Transportation is implementing new rules that will force airlines to give cash refunds if flights are canceled or severely delayed. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
If an airline cancels or significantly delays your flight, within 7 days, they will be required to provide an automatic refund.
Not just a credit to use later, as some airlines like to do. Alex Stone, ABC News.
I've received credit. Absolutely. In fact, I just saw the KSL investigative team do a story about how those credits have been stolen and used. So the idea of cashing out and giving it directly back to you, that seems like a great win.
Good, because I'm sick and tired of this being a brain twister in my life. Like, I don't know what the rules are. I don't have time to look up the Federal Registry when I'm standing there. If you're going to cancel my flight or significantly delay it, and I have been delayed. There was a time I was delayed overnight. There was a time I was delayed for 6 hours. There was a time we were taxiing on the runway. They turned around and they let us sit out there. We were baking for I don't remember how long. It was miserable. I want to know that I'm going to get what my rights are, and this makes it clear. You get a cash refund. You get a cash refund. No more of these, coupons that they've cut up, and look like they've cut up by third graders. You get a cash refund and you get it to your credit card. So that's one of the new rules. There's a whole list of new rules that were just unveiled.
Can I give a little credit where credit's due?
Please.
I love that President Biden is tackling junk fees. And this is junk fees when it comes to airlines. They're charging you, extra stuff. Where this is a refund, but he's also addressed junk fees
with airlines.
Where they're tacking on, nickel and diming you left and right. One of the things that they've done, and you may think, oh, this is small potatoes, this doesn't matter. Yeah. We can walk and chew gum at the same time, folks. Let's celebrate when good things happen. And addressing junk fees, that affects us.
So one of the other rules, speaking to junk fees, they outline this. The Department of Transportation is requiring airlines and ticket agents to tell consumers up front what fees they charge for checked bags, a carry-on bag, for changing a reservation, or canceling a reservation. Love this rule as well. I think many of us have been caught in cancellation mode. Maybe there's something that happens in our family last minute. We can't make the flight. And we have no idea if that ticket is going to be transferable, if they're going to make good on it later. And when you're, when you're traveling, I've just got down to traveling with a backpack only because I'm so tired of trying to figure out how much I'm going to owe for that, a checked bag.
And some airlines are very clear. They basically say you can walk on with the clothes on your back and maybe a laptop. Mm. Nothing else. We're going to charge you for everything else. And I actually appreciate that. I like the a la carte nature of it because every trip is different. I might need a bag. I might need a carry-on on one. I might be able to go in my t-shirt the next. So as long as they're very clear what's up front, this is a little caveat I would like to see. This is optional. Let's just be very clear that you don't need this if you want to travel. And this is where I think there's some ambiguity. The airlines don't want you to know what is optional, what is mandatory, because, they're hoping that you'll just keep clicking yes, 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 yes to all the extra fees.
When I'm flying, when I'm buying a ticket, I don't want to feel like a mouse in a maze and there's no cheese at the end of this thing.
True.
And that's what I end up happening so often.
Bit.
And I've been flying and traveling for decades now. And I'm like, why does this get more complicated? more expensive, more individual fees. I thought this was included with my ticket. So this is clarifying this new rule by the Biden administration that, you know, airlines must give you a refund, a cash refund, you know, or to your credit card within 7 days of a seriously like delayed flight, something that becomes a massive inconvenience. So that spells it out. It talks about spelling out what fees they're going to charge you for cancellations or for baggage. Love that as well. Here's another part of the rule that I really appreciate. It says, inform consumers that seats are guaranteed. How often are you booking a flight and all of these price options pop up on the like individual seat? Like you see the 747 graphic come up on your app and now you got to pick a seat. I was literally under the impression that I had to buy like a $29 seat or a $19 seat in addition to my ticket. And it's like, nope, when offering an advanced seat assignment for a fee, airlines and ticket agents must let consumers know that purchasing a seat is not necessary to travel.
One thing that frustrates me about that is if you buy two seats, if you buy two tickets, mm-hmm. It's not a guarantee, and they almost purposely choose, make sure you are not sitting next to each other unless you buy a seat, unless you say, okay, I want a premium seat, I want to choose my seats, pay the extra fee to be able to sit next to your spouse. Last time my wife and I traveled, we bought two tickets the exact same time, the exact same credit card, and we were 12 rows apart.
Oh.
Because they want to force you into the upgrade to be able to sit next to each other.
Yeah, that's
like you guys couldn't piece this together. Same reservation, same credit card.
Yeah, same last name.
Yeah.
Okay, as I'm reading this list of things they're doing away with under this rule, I'm starting to feel a little bit like, wow, we were really getting had in a lot of ways as air travelers. It also says they're forcing the airlines to end discount bait and switch tactics. Who hasn't clicked on what they thought was going to be, you know, a $120 round trip ticket, and then by the time the wheel of death on the website spins you into the website, it's not, you know, $120 bargain basement ticket. You find out, no, it's $240 or it's $300. I see this all the time, and I feel so had when that happens. I have actually gone down the rabbit hole, Dave, of trying to make an entire reservation to fly out of town and, you know, and then return on that same airline, only to learn by the time you get to the checkout, it's like $200 more than what?
And that's a that could be a deal breaker.
That feels like a bait
absolutely.
And switch.
It absolutely is, and I think we're making some good steps forward to put this up front because I don't want to go down the 37 different clicks. Mm-hmm. And then finally realize, oh, it's not $49 flight. It's $179 flight. That could be the difference.
Okay.
Maybe it's not the deal.
So we have a win for Biden today. A win for Biden today with airline fees and junk fees and getting rid of those and holding the airlines accountable. Holding the airlines accountable. Hopefully it saves us a ton of money as well. Hopefully. I mean, at least I'm not going to be spending $59 to upgrade a seat that I already had. And didn't realize that I already had that seat because I've already bought the ticket. So I appreciate that. That's going away. Straight ahead. It sounds like the new, Dave, it sounds like the new is in town. You know what I'm saying?
The NHL? Yeah. Yeah, those guys too. The hockey guys.
They're in town. There's going to be a party this afternoon. Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News is going to head across the street. And they're going to broadcast live from the party at the Delta Center starting at 4:00. But remember their last game at that tiny little arena that the Coyotes were playing in? Here's my message to my fellow Phoenicians. We'll take it from here next.
Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.